This is Gene Engany, your reader from Books in Motion. Let's begin now with Arizona Clan by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. Every day's ride added to Mercer's liking for this new country. He had placed so many days between the horizon-wide cattle ranges of Kansas and this vast, upheaved Arizona land that he'd forgotten the number. But he was sure it ran into weeks. Already he had to rake his memory to recall the dimming past. That seemed just as well. He was not particularly ashamed of it. He could look any man straight in the eyes, as straight as he had been compelled to shoot these last few hard years on the plains out of Kansas. But all the same, it had seemed wise for him to ride far away into strange and lonely lands, so it was best to forget. At the back of Mercer's mind, there had always been the belief that someday he would find the place meant for him, where his hazy dreams could come true. In his heart, he knew he was not really the man the eastern ranges thought him. All day his horse, Baldy, had jogged down a winding, rough road seldom used, and where wheel tracks were dim. A heavy growth of pine had obstructed any extended view, although occasional rifts in the timber had permitted looking down into a magnificent blue and black valley beyond which loomed the jagged peaks of a mountain range. At length the pine failed for a growth of cedar and juniper, among which patches of manzanita gleamed red and stalks of mescal stood high out of the gray spiked plants. There were thickets of live oak and jack pine, and in the gullies sycamores and maples. Above it had been a drowsy summer day. Down here it was hot, and the blast of dry, fragrant air struck him as from a furnace. The forest was asleep. He saw more deer tracks and cattle tracks in the red dust along the road.